Baseball and softball games, kids on the playground, people running the track, and ultimate frisbee. All of these can be seen and heard in Winston-Salem's Haynes Park. But in the future, some hope to add the sights and sounds of a new activity, Friday night football.
Marching in the long and glorious tradition of RJR, ladies and gentlemen, from high in the West Highlands, it's the Marching Demon Band!
Frank Johnson is an R.J. Reynolds High School alumnus and former halftime announcer at the school's football games. Johnson is excited about a new proposal that would give his alma mater a football field of its own on its Haynes Park campus. The school currently plays home games at Deaton Thompson, a stadium about 5 miles from Reynolds and a field shared with Parkland High School. Johnson remembers going to his first football game and what it meant to his family.
My single-parent mom was looking for a great family activity, get the kids out of the house, get them engaged in something, so we went. And wow, that first event was just magic. And we hear so many people complaining about not having enough face-to-face engaging conversations, and you get that with Friday night football or a Saturday afternoon lacrosse game or soccer games or, you know, just kids and parents are out there engaging. And you've got parents who are coming there and talking and to each other and getting the support they need and finding out they're not alone in raising kids and what's going on in the world today. And you see kids having a good time.
The idea of a new stadium for Reynolds isn't a new one, but now members of the school's Booster Club are serious about raising the money for the proposed 4,500-seat facility. The stadium would cost about $8 million in total, $5 million provided by private funds, and the remaining $3 million by taxpayer money. The project will likely be discussed at today's Winston-Salem Forsyth County School Board meeting. Chairman Donnie Lambeth favors the proposal for a new Reynolds football stadium.
You know, it's a normal, natural expectation of a high school to have a football stadium, if not on their campus, certainly very close to their campus. Given their request, the school system has, in fact, been working with the Reynolds advocates, Friends of Reynolds, to try to come up with a project that makes sense.
But some nearby residents don't like the idea of building a football stadium in Haynes Park. Stacy Bailey Farr lives next to the park in the West End neighborhood and opposes the project.
I think they could fit something that large in that footprint. Even those who don't have children are hearing a lot about Brunson Elementary needing a new home, and suddenly we're contemplating building a stadium for a school that already has a stadium.
She also says parking near the proposed building site is already at a premium. Stacy found out about the stadium project through Facebook and friends, and that's where she saw SaveHaynesPark.com. The website is devoted to educating people on the project and ways in which they can voice their opposition. It includes a petition. Michael Klotz has already signed it. He and his wife are on the West End Association Board and live 2 blocks from Haynes Park.
You know, the park is roughly 45 acres. It's huge. To run around the perimeter, it's about 1.2 miles. So you have baseball fields against baseball fields and people doing different activities and people putting goals up to play soccer or whatever. So it's going to compromise the green space of the park. It's going to make it a much more loud, crowded, and I think less pleasant environment than it currently is. From my point of view, that's money that would be better spent on education of students in North Carolina.
Meanwhile, Winston-Salem Forsyth County School Board's Chairman Lambeth says discussions about a new Reynolds football stadium in Haynes Park are still in the early stages.
This won't be an expedited process. It will take a while to work through the issues, to hold the hearings and discussions that need to be held, to make sure there's input from both sides, you know, again, lining up the funding that needs to be done to make this work.
So whether the lights and cheers of Friday night football join the current sights and sounds of Haynes Park remains to be seen. Reporting for WFTD, Bethany Chafin in Winston-Salem.